Davis is ready. So is Giles. Here's the 2-2. Ground ball pulled into the shift. Gonzalez bobbles it. Altuve picks it up, throws to Giles covering it first, and it is in time. And that is the ball game.
Welcome to another Astros podcast.
Outstanding recovery. Gonzalez booted that, hit off his glove, carom to Altuve, and Giles was where he was supposed to be. Score that 3-4-1 on the putout. That is the ball game. The Houston Astros take 3 out of 4 in Baltimore as they win on a rain-soaked night and afternoon, beating the Orioles tonight by a final of 5-3.
Welcome back, Robert Ford, joined by Astros manager A.J. Hinch. And, well, if you're going to wait over 4.5 hours to play a game, you might as well win it, right? And want to win in the series in Baltimore with that victory yesterday.
Yeah, that's a good policy. You know, it always feels better at the end when you win, and especially when you wait that long. Hard day mentally, physically, to stay sharp and stay good. And against a good team in a ballpark they hit very well in, and we win 3 out of 4, score a lot of runs. So happy with where our team ended up after the first series on the road. We have another tough task here in Pittsburgh, but hard to argue that 3-1 in Baltimore isn't a huge success.
And it started with your starting pitching. Dallas Keuchel was outstanding, 8 innings, giving up just the couple of runs and what we've come to expect from Keuchel.
Yeah, back-to-back good starts by our starting pitchers, and we play well. I mean, it's the name of the game for us. When we pitch well, we generally play well. And not to put it all on them, because we have to play good defense, we need to hit a little bit better. But the tone being set by the starting pitcher is enormous, and we saw the last two nights, specifically last night with Keuchel, taking over a game and keeping us right where we needed to be until we could get a big inning.
Under 100 pitches for Keuchel over 8 innings. Was there a thought about maybe sending him out for the ninth?
Not really. I thought that the way the day was, he'd already had 2 delays, one on the front end very long, one on the after the first inning. And then, it was really hot, humid. I've got Ken Giles fully rested, 4 days rest against the heat, the heart of their order, all being right-handed. So it was an easy decision for me. I understand how he had really earned the opportunity to pitch deep in the game. But when your starter goes 8, you can hand it to your closer, 3-run lead, fully rested. I'll never pass that down.
It was the big league debut of Yulieski Gurriel.
3-1. And that's lined into center field for a base hit. Well, Yulieski Gurriel's waited for this moment for quite a while, and he starts it off in style with a single.
Well, that is fantastic. What a quick bat, quick wrist. Put it right on the center of the barrel and shot one right up the middle. Good-looking swing by Gurriel.
Pretty impressed with what you've seen from him so far. Obviously, just a handful of at-bats.
Yeah, the maturity stands out with how he goes about it. I mean, he's 32 years old. He's been around the international game forever. This is not going to spook him. He was excited. There was a little bit of nervous energy in him. But he handled himself like such a pro and under control in the way that you would expect a veteran to do. So I'm happy he's here. You know, we've got to squeeze him in the lineup and mix and match a little bit. The National League's going to be a little bit tougher with no DH. But, I'm proud of his debut and glad that he's on our team.
Yeah, how do you plan on handling that? No DH in this series. You mentioned Gurriel. Also, Evan Gattis DHs quite a bit on days that he isn't catching. Neither of them in the lineup today.
Yeah, I mean, it's tough because of the no DH, but it's the way the rules are going to play here in the National League Park. I'll pinch hit both Gurriel and Gattis at some point today if needed. Gattis will catch one of these games here. Gurriel will play third or left field one of these games here until we get home and have the DH again. So, it's a good problem to have. Bregman's playing an exceptional third base. Teoscar Hernandez and Mariznick in the outfield today both deserve to play. So, as I've said before, someone's going to be sitting next to me that's upset they're not playing or should be playing based on their performance, and that means you have a deeper team.
A.J. Hinch, thanks for joining us.
Got it.
Back with more of Astro Launch right after this.
The following minute of Astros history featuring Larry Durker is brought to you by Minute Maid. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out. Here's Dirk.
On this cool night in 1988, the Astros played their first night game at Wrigley Field. I was concerned that the lights would ruin the atmosphere of the old ballpark, but that was not the case. The filigreed metal support towers were tasteful, very much in keeping with the original architecture. The Cubs scored 2 in the second, but the Astros countered with 4 in the third off Rick Sutcliffe. The Astros tightened it with a home run off Mike Scott in the bottom of the frame. Then both Scott and Sutcliffe stiffened. Joaquin Andujar replaced Scott in the eighth, and Damon Berryhill hit a 3-run homer. Rafael Ramirez tied it at 6 with a 2-out single in the ninth. Greg Biggio untied it with a homer off Goose Gossage in the 10th, and it ended up lights out at Wrigley. Astros 9, Cubs 7.
Thanks, Dirk. Minute Maid believes that whether it's families or juice, when you put good in, you get good out. That's why you can count on Minute Maid to deliver delicious, refreshing goodness in every sip. Minute Maid, put good in, get good out.
Steve Sparks here, back with Astro Launch, and my guest today is Brad Peacock. And Brad, it's been a long odyssey for you to get back to where you are right now. Can you explain to some of the people some of the hurdles you went through with some of the injuries?
Yeah, you know, it was real tough, but I had a good trainer back at home that got me through both surgeries. And I just want to thank Ed Smith for doing that, and he helped me out big time. And just all the rehab process was tough, and trying to keep a good mind and just know that I can get back to the big leagues was key. So
how hard is it to stay motivated through some of that stuff, because you're away from your teammates, you're away from the action, and just every day it's almost like you're on an island? How tough was that mentally?
It was real tough. Last year I just sat in the dugout every day and watched the team play. It was tough because I wanted to be out there to help the team and help them try to get to the playoffs, and luckily they did and did a great job last year. And it was tough to watch, but also it was fun to watch. It's fun to watch the team, but just sitting there, it wasn't fun.
Yeah. There's a lot of guys, and we talk about it every once in a while with Altuve and Marwin and obviously Castro and Dallas and some guys that were here, but when it wasn't good, saw the transition, and you were kind of out of it while that transition took place. How fun was that to watch take place, and when you start seeing some more talent come through the minor league system, and you're back in the middle of this thing now?
It was definitely fun to watch. I played with Springer coming up. I just knew he was gonna be the man, and I saw Correa play. And, all those guys were just studs. So yeah. They're fun to watch out there every day, and it's exciting. So.
And did you know health-wise that you had cleared a hurdle where you were going to be healthy and then you could just go out there and compete?
About a month after surgery, I'd wake up every day and my back wouldn't hurt, and I've been dealing with that for like 4 or 5 years, and just waking up and first thing on my mind is my back gonna hurt today?
Yeah.
It just wasn't fun. Then last year it just hurt every day, so I couldn't even pitch anymore, couldn't even play catch, and just trying to stay healthy this year and help the team. So
talking with Brad Peacock, and Brad, you pitched in Fresno this year, and I remember you telling me in spring training that all you really wanted to do was just make a roster. You wanted to get out there and compete again and just build some arm strength and work your way back and earn your way back to the major leagues. You're finally here. How humbling is that for you? And also at the same time, there's got to be a sense of pride.
Oh, definitely. Very humbling, and a lot of hard work. And, I started off the year struggling a little bit. And, me and Dyer talked and just changed a couple little things. And then I started throwing more strikes and stopped walking guys. I would walk 5 a game. And it was just tough. But I kind of just settled down and, did my thing out there. Had to start having fun again, to tell you the truth.
Tell me about the business venture you guys started. When you were on rehab and all that stuff, you guys decided to invest in a oil shop. Can you explain that a little bit? It's back in Florida.
Yeah. Me and my wife and my mother-in-law started a little business. It's in the Wellington Mall, and it's doing well. It's an organic food store. It's called Oilicious. We sell local honey and balsamic vinegars and olive oils, all kinds of stuff, jams, jellies, and it's been a lot of fun doing that and watching it grow, and hopefully it turns out to be something. So.
And it's going to be kind of fun after your 15-year major league career to go have something to fall back on, right?
That'd be great.
There you go. That's Brad Peacock. Brad, very happy for you. Welcome back to the team. I mean, it's going to be a fun ride the rest of the way for you. So excited for you. Thanks for catching up.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
The Houston Astros Radio Network.